Well, they were in short supply during the pandemic, and they still are. Their shortage continues to cripple manufacturing across a wide range of items. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne reports the shortages could become a thing of the past with investment right here in Michigan to develop microchip technology. Marie?
And indeed, we're talking about tiny microchips, Paul W. Michigan does not manufacture microchips, but we do make critical components for them, and we develop the technology needed for those microchips. There's a movement in the state by academic and corporate researchers that are working to increase the number of chips that can be produced from silicone-based wafers. The federal government is poised to allocate millions of dollars to encourage research and production in an effort to head off a future shortage, and Michigan could be in line for some of that investment, a big chunk of it, in fact. SK Siltron's CSS, the U.S. subsidiary of the South Korean semiconductor manufacturer, picked Monitor Township at Near Bay City for a $300 million investment to build a facility to manufacture these silicone carbide wafers from which the chips can be made. SK said that these wafers are up to 13% more efficient than regular silicon wafers, which is needed to manufacture electric cars. So these will be used in EVs to boost the range of the battery and to speed up the charging. The CEO of that company says they want to expand to meet the needs of the industry. Researchers have also increased the size of its wafers at that company from 2 inches to 8 inches in diameter, allowing more chips to be produced from each wafer, and that's an important thing to remember. A spokesperson for KLA in Ann Arbor says so far they have found that Michigan offers both a large population of trained engineering talent and strong pipeline of technical talent coming out of our regional universities. Currently, for every one job created at a Michigan semiconductor-related business, Paul, up to 2.2 additional jobs are added to the statewide economy, according to the MEDC. So the challenge right now in Michigan is for the manufacturing of these semiconductors is historically they've gone around tech hubs like in the West Coast or in New England. And these facilities require a lot of investment, billions of dollars. They need a large amount of land, similar reasons why Ford Motor Company chose Tennessee and Kentucky for its new battery plants. So Michigan also needs to address those issues in order to keep this type of production here in Michigan.
I'm pleased to see some of the further research that you've included me on so that I can see that you may have mentioned that the alumni from the Integrated Circuits Lab from the University of Michigan, and the university is said to produce more research on semiconductors than any other university. From David Blau, the lab's director, its work can be found in iPhones, its startups are pushing toward future developments, and its students have gone on to work at Apple and other tech firms in Silicon Valley, Boston, Austin, Texas. But Michigan is increasingly growing as a destination for designers. More and more of those chip designers are staying in the area, which brings me to the only line that I wasn't happy to see, and that is, though I'm thrilled we make the critical components for the chips, and we are a leader in the development of its technology, this line, Michigan doesn't manufacture microchips. Why is that? Are we anywhere close to deciding that wouldn't be a bad thing for us to do?
It may push out into that area. That's the point here. So it may push into that area. Right now, no. We're more into the development phase of these products, of these little microchips, and also into the technology and development needed for those microchips. They haven't gone quite that far, but, you know, the idea would be, yes, to push it towards manufacturing of those, too, like make this a complete hub for this. We're producing the brain talent for this. Why not keep them here and develop them here and produce them here?
I couldn't agree with you more. We do know that Michigan's going to gain investment for the development of the semiconductors with this global shortage. You know, the old expression kept coming to my mind during all of these shortages of these chips. When the chips are down, remember that old expression?
Yes.
When the chips are down now, or their production is down, it wreaks havoc with so many industries, most notably the one that touches us the most at this point, the automotive industry. So as an insurance policy, I would think that, in fact, all of the car companies, all of the OEMs here, and maybe even some of the suppliers, ought to work together on something that they all put in money on to make chips that they all need. This could be a great collaboration between the American OEMs or any OEMs. Toyota is as American at this point here with Ann Arbor and et cetera. If all of them chipped in, no pun intended, to go into the chip manufacturing business, they all would benefit, and we would all benefit. And this is a nice place to do it. As you say, we have the brains here already. Thanks, Marie.
You're welcome, Paul.
Marie Osborne, WJR Senior News Analyst, as we continue here on this Tuesday morning edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on News Talk 760 WJR.